What is up and welcome back to Zen Business, the show that studies health and mindfulness habits that ultra high performers use to reach the top of their industry and their craft. I'm your host, Jonathan Maxim, managing director at K&J Growth Hackers and founder of 5 digital companies. We've grown these companies to great levels and created an exciting and fulfilling life for our team members, but the truth is, it was much more challenging than we ever could have imagined. All right, now let's jump in. Okay, what's up to all my founders out there? I wanted to pop on here real quick and talk to you about something that's been on my heart where I've felt a very strong sense of conviction around it. I don't have a lot of time today, so I'm gonna make this one quick, but I just wanna share two key messages with you. One, the importance of learning and mentorship, and two, the importance of community and integration. Now, as some of you may or may not know, I'm launching a new platform, a mentorship platform, where I'm bringing together the top 1% of tech founders. I want the best of the fucking best in here. And being a founder myself, I know how to like sniff that out in other people. As you may or may not know, my story includes two tech startups along the way. We started Via Fitness in 2014, sold it in 2017, and then in 2021, became the CEO of a company called HeyPal. We raised $5 million for that, brought it to 1 million users in just 6 months. So I've been through every stage of the founder journey, sad to say, many times, because I've had a lot of failures along the way, but I've also had some successes. And so that's why I'm looking for other founders who meet that level of grit and conviction. They're gonna bring that energy into the community and up-level the founders who are around them, not just their network, but also their net worth. So I want to bring, I'm looking very carefully through my community, and I'm taking applications of people who I see as luminaries. I'm talking about the future billionaires of tomorrow, right? I want to find the best and brightest minds and create our own little think tank. Now, in this program, I'm going to be doing mentorship, so hands-on support, but also information, right? I've got a whole course that explains every step of 0 to 10,000 users and finding 20 investors for your tech startup. So that is a big piece of my mission right now. I want to connect with other founders and give them what I did not have as a founder, right? Like Silicon Valley pumps all of these messages about, you know, like TechCrunch, you see stuff like, oh, so-and-so closed like 40 million in funding, and then so-and-so company, you know, reaches 1 billion users or unicorn status, et cetera. But nobody actually talks about the journey to get there. And they treat it all like this lottery where like you either went to Y Combinator in Stanford or you didn't. And I'm breaking that, right? I'm gonna give you guys the recipe for growth that nobody wants to talk about outside of Silicon Valley. You know, all of my clients are tech startups, of course, and a lot of them are from Silicon Valley, a lot of them are venture-backed, and so I see the inner workings of these companies. In fact, I have a big influence over the inner workings of these companies. Everything from designing viral products, leaving open loops, to growth marketing, virality, referral campaigns, all of that. I see how that all works, and I take meticulous notes on it. I also look at where they're failing, where the tech startups that are coming through our viral app launch program, where they're failing. I really put a lot of emphasis on that so that I can understand their problems in a really intimate way and pre-design solutions so that that never becomes a problem for them. So that the CAC to LTV ratio, there's no grinding halt when it gets to that moment. Instead, we've already planned for it. We've already thought for it, right? We already have revenue coming in. We've already started looking at the user ratios between how much it costs to acquire a customer and how much that customer gives us over time. This is why I'm always pushing my founders toward monetization. Get self-sustaining, be able to stand on your own two feet as a founder. Don't depend on these investors. Don't depend on Silicon Valley. The only time we want to go to investors in Silicon Valley and anybody else who's telling us what to do is when they're coming to eat out of our hands. We are not eating out of their hands. In fact, we are creating a sense of self-worth in the community among the founders that we bring in this group and who I'm working with hands-on every day, a place of power. You know, when I was a founder, I did not have that sense of power. I felt at the whim of these investors. You know, I got meetings with people like Kevin Hart. How do you think that guy treats you, right? It's not that he's a bad guy or anything. He just has massive leverage over me. Just a little old tech founder who happened to be broke at the time and really need that investment. And so, of course, he uses that leverage against me. You know, anybody who's smart will use their leverage. I'm going to teach you how to build leverage. I want to teach you how to have the cards stacked in your favor at the negotiating table, not be eating out of these investors' hands and doing this little song and dance. Like, the whole idea of you pitching them is so broken. This is not about me pitching you a concept. This is about if you can actually add value to my organization. If you feel this pain point that I feel, the whole reason I started this company, do you understand that pain point? Do you feel it as an investor? Because if not, then get out of here. That's fine. We only want people who have the same level of conviction and care about solving that problem that we do. And so when you change your vantage point from I need this investor to this investor needs me, then the whole game changes. And I mean, one of the things I'm going to teach you in the program is how to build up that pipeline so you have a list of investors waiting so you can tell the ones who are a bad fit no, and so that you don't have to go into this I'm pitching you bullshit. Instead, you should be qualifying them. The majority of your interaction with an investor should be you qualifying them if they're a fit. Have you experienced this? Have you experienced bullying? Have you experienced, you know, a bad game of golf? Like, have whatever that pain point that we're solving is, have they experienced it? And is it something they're passionate enough to put their money behind? If not, that's cool. I'll find somebody else. So these are the kind of things that I'm going to be teaching founders in this community. And we've already got a bunch of success stories. We got Chris Harder from Frello, who raised $1.5 million in his first week. My team and I did the deck. We guided him through all of the steps of the process to get that capital raise campaign going. We've also got companies like Radar, who raised $250K off of the investors that I introduced. And I'm gonna explain to you how to find these investors on your own. But more importantly than that, you're gonna learn how to get those first 10,000 users. And that is the most important piece of the puzzle for you as a startup. You need to get traction. You don't need to get 100,000. You don't need to get 1 million users. You need 10,000 users. Why? Because that's enough data to prove the business case, right? You got 10,000 users, 7,000 registrations, 5,000 actives, 2,000 people who are posting every day, and 200 people who are paying. Now you have statistically significant data for every stage of the user journey. And so you can justify it to investors that, look, if this works at a micro level, this will work at a macro level based on just purely statistics, right? So that's what I'm going to teach the founders who come into this program. And I'm going to be picky. I only want to work, like I said, with the top 1% of founders. And having surrounded myself with a group like this for years now, it's the right time to put this into play and to get the founders who want to work with me in some way or another, but maybe don't have the capital to pay for a growth campaign. Maybe they just want to connect and reflect and ask ideas and have a sounding board from me and the community, right? So that's what this community is all about. Remember what I said at the beginning of this podcast. It's about information and integration. We get the information from our mentors. I have mentors above me. I, of course, have God even further above me, but those are my channels for information. That's where I get information from people who have done it before successfully, who have done what I want to do, raised capital, grown to 1 million users, whatever, right? Where do we get that information? And then how do we integrate it? That's the other key piece of the puzzle. How do we integrate it? Through accountability. And that's what the community is all about, right? Having other founders who are going to hold you to your word. You know, you're going to make a commitment on a call. Oh yeah, I'm going to install this SDK. I'm going to launch this campaign, whatever it is, and be held to that. You want that healthy feedback loop, a non-judgmental, non-emotional place where people can hold you to your word, right? And that's what the community is all about. The community is where the integration comes from, as they say, right? Like, it's nurture versus nature, right? It takes a village to raise a child, right? That's the exact inner working of how this community will work. So we got the source of information. We got the roadmap to 10,000 users. We got a playbook, a guaranteed method to get you those 10,000 users so you can get 20 investors, and also a method for getting the investors, which I'll explain to you. But in the program. And then the other part of it is community integration, accountability, integration, and all of that. So that's really why I'm making a call to my community. If you're a top 1% founder, or if you believe yourself to be a top 1% founder, or if you know you have the potential to be a top 1% founder, then reach out. I'm going to be working hands-on with a select group of guys. I'm thinking 10 to get started, guys and gals, anybody's welcome, who I can work very closely with. I don't want 1,000 members in this group. I've been working with Dan Bilzerian on this project, and they're going to have thousands and thousands of members in that community. This one is not like that. I'm going to be very hands-on, very intimate, right? Every week, we're going to have a 1.5-hour call, which you will learn 30 minutes of, let's just say, App Store optimization, or, you know, how to do A/B testing or some other thing like that. And then the other hour is dedicated to Q&A, where we can just chit chat as a team and solve each other's problems. And so that's what I'm creating here. Now, what I found from running my pilot, I've got 9 people in the program right now. We're about to close that pilot down and open up the actual proper run here, is that if founders don't relate to each other, if they don't care about each other's problems, then there's really no network effect in the group. So I invite you to come be a part of this community if you're a fit, but you would have to come into it knowing that I'm going to go help other founders, understanding the altruistic component to your work here. And that will create the energy of learning from a community, because you don't have an office. You don't have 1,000 employees at a company who you can just go and bounce ideas off of. So this is that space, and it's a safe space. Now, a few things I don't want in the community. One, no complaining, no bitching, no politics. We're here to work on a mission and a dream. That's it. I'm not going to be befuddled with little bullshit and emotional outbursts or none of that stuff. So no complaining, no phonies, don't want no scammers in here, don't want no wolf in sheep's masks, as they say, no belly achers, right? We're talking about the top 1% here. Best habits, best mindset, best product, and so on. So unfortunately, I'm running out of time. I'm gonna tell you guys more about this and the importance of information integration in another one, but I hope this has been helpful. Remember, if you're an app founder and you're looking to connect, then reach out and we'll see if the mentorship program is a good fit for you. If not, we got other things in store that are free, not just paid stuff. So you can tap into the community for that. Otherwise, stay at it, keep meditating, keep hustling, and keep doing amazing things. I'll see you next time.